And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com talking with, I guess we can say, the new head coach of the Monmouth Roseville Titans in boys basketball. A familiar face, obviously, with Chuck Grant returning. So, Coach, as you return to taking over the Monmouth Roseville boys basketball program, what made you say, hey, I'm sick of retirement, I'm going to come back and coach some more basketball?
Well, like I told you earlier, I couldn't cut it in the Warren County Men's League, you know. It's something I wasn't necessarily actively looking for, but when I had talked to Coach Soto's earlier, and he kind of gave me a heads up that maybe he was going to have to step away for a year or two to maybe get some things taken care of with work and that sort of thing. And I'm thinking, maybe. And so as it became official that he would step away, I thought, you know, why not? If I can help, I can help. Obviously, I love the kids at my MR. I love the program, and I was brought up that if you can help, help.
So we're talking to you at the Monmouth College Shootout here in mid-June, and basically, you know, you mentioned Coach Shotis. I saw him here today kind of standing behind your bench. So it looks like he's able to help you out here at least in the summer, and I think you said hoping to have some help from him in the season too. So how much do you see that as, you know, maybe a bonus with the familiarity of him being able to stick around and help out in, you know, any capacity as you kind of take this thing over again?
Yeah, obviously, I mean, I've been away 3 full seasons, so the last time I saw a lot of these guys, Ty, they were, you know, pretty young guys, and so, you know, having Coach Soto's and, you know, Coach Sikorsky is back as sophomore coach, they can, you know, it's good to kind of pick their brain a little bit, and Jake's just got a great basketball mind, and he's over here with his son today, and he's still kind of, you know, plugging in my ears, and hopefully we'll be able to have him around throughout the season. You know, Jake was always, when I was a head coach before, when we had him and my son Eric and Jimmy Simpson, you know, always feeding me information, and it was great information, and that's what I need, you know. I mean, I understand no one person does it alone. You know, you got to have a great staff, and, that's one of the things I was blessed with for a lot of years is having great assistant coaches, and honestly, we were as strong as our staff for a lot of years.
So I think for you too, this is a little bit of a unique position where I think it was 28 years as a varsity coach for you, basically consecutive year after year after year, and now you're kind of back into this position where you're taking over a program again. I know there's a lot of familiarity with it, but you know, as you start at Monmouth Roseville again, like this summer, as you try to implement some things, what are you trying to get accomplished here, getting ready to get things going in November?
Well, Ty, as late as we got going, really what I told the guys and I told the other coaches, really this summer is about getting familiar with the kids and them getting familiar with me. We've tried to put some stuff in that we're going to do. It doesn't look real good, but the guys are really, they're hustling and working hard. And as I told them the other day, Ty, my goal for the summer is that I can earn their respect, and that's if we get out of the summer, we get a few things in, get a little familiarity, and I've got their respect, and you know what, it's a great summer, and I think we're running a couple open gyms tonight. I'm trying not to interfere with, you know, we have kids that do a lot of different stuff like other schools, but you know, we're in doing, you know, putting some stuff in, we're trying to work some individual skill stuff, and Coach Todd here at the college has helped through the Junior Titans, is putting together some skill sessions twice a week, and we have a lot of kids going to that. So it's just, you know, Coach Soto's played basketball one way. I play another way. They're both, neither one of them's wrong, you know, but they've got to get back to, I don't know if you watch this all, but we're trying to trap a lot of stuff like we normally do and trying to get back into that thing. And it's just something, you know, you got to do, you got to fail before you're successful.
So, you know, as you were away for, I think you said, 3 years, how closely did you follow, like, the Monmouth Roseville program and then just kind of local basketball as well? Were you still kind of in tune with it during that time?
Sure. I mean, I was on a text thread with the coaches the whole time. And to be honest, it was hard for me to go to our games, not because of anything they were doing, but it was more like, I mean, there was a lot of reasons I stepped away. None of them were I was tired of it. You know, there were just a lot of things. As I've told people years ago, hey, nobody have to pull me out of that building, you know, kicking and screaming. You know, there's a time, and I kind of recognize the time. And, you know, it just kind of seemed like maybe it was the right thing to get back and do again. But I watched a lot of basketball on the, you know, on internet. You know, you can watch. I watched McComb play a lot of games this year. I really liked the way that team played this year. I watched Mark Sandstrom, who played for me at Roseville. I watched his teams play at Columbia. I watched them a lot online and was able to see them play live. And then I jounded off to Chapel Hill, Madison Square Garden, wherever I could catch the Tar Heels, you know. And that's going to be my biggest challenge is that, you know, when I see that Jimmy V Classic in New York, and I'm thinking, yeah, we got a game that night, man. I wonder how I can get there and back. That's going to be my biggest challenge. A big reason why I stepped away when I did is I wanted some more free time for myself. And I've got, about seven grandkids playing different stuff. And so I've got a chance to see them. And that'll cut into that a little bit. But, you know, I don't ask why in life. I just say, okay, I see where I'm going. I'm like, okay, this is where we're going next. All right, let's go. You know, I don't fight it.
All right, so when you look locally for you, like your schedule this year, the Three Rivers Athletic Conference Center, some change, so a new look league. Where for you, it's probably like back to the old days when you were coaching at Monmouth and then early in the Monmouth-Roseville days where your conference opponents will be Rock Ridge, Sherrard, Orion, Mercer County, and then Riverdale. I think that's going to be such a fun, competitive league. I know most of the conference games are on Friday nights. Should be some fun atmospheres. Looking forward to the new look Track West.
Yeah, I am. I mean, like you mentioned, it's pretty much like my early days in the Olympic, which there's never been a better league around here than the Olympic. Maybe the first year or two of the West Central when we had all the northern schools, Rock Ridge, Sherrard, Orion, ourselves. Then you went with Macomb, IW, West Hancock, and Camp One. That was pretty good too, you know. But this will be probably as good as since then. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. So, obviously, I've got to gain some familiarity. There's some new faces, obviously. But, you know, you don't reinvent sports. You know, I mean, as much as people want to say, well, this guy, the game's past that guy. They're doing, you know what, it ain't rocket science. You know, I mean, you still got to guard. You still got to put the ball in the hole. So, I mean, I'm not very smart type, but I've never been in a game over 28 years where I look at something somebody's doing me going, oh, my God, what do we do? You know, I've never been in that situation. Maybe I will be now. It's just going to be an adjustment to kind of, you know, a little bit of adjustment to, you know, some of the newer faces in the league. Obviously, with Orion, I'm familiar with Coach Anderson. Coach Johnson at Sherrard, he was at Orion the last couple years that I was coaching. So, I'm excited about it, you know. Anything I can do to keep my energy going, man, and keep my excitement going, I'm all about.
So nearly 30 years for you as a varsity coach, and one of the big things, maybe the biggest story in the offseason for the IHSA and basketball, both boys and girls, is the shot clock is coming officially now in the 2026-27 school year. What's kind of your reaction to seeing that news, and is that something like you thought the game needed, thought the game didn't need? What side of the fence kind of were you with the shot clock in high school basketball?
Ty, I was 50-50 on whether it needed or not. I'm excited about it. I mean, obviously the way we've played over the years, I don't think it's going to bother it that much. I think what maybe some adjustment that I've made this year will feed into that shot clock. I mean, I think you'll see us. I mean, we'll trap and we'll get in people, but we're going to do it more. We'll do it out of some zone and we'll do it out of some different things. And I think that one of the things that maybe a shot clock allows you to do maybe a little bit, because you don't have teams that are going to, you know, get the ball and then, you know, about harvest time, they're going to try to give it back to you. You know, you're going to get it back. Just try to speed them up a little bit. So that might be one change for us a little bit. Other than that, offensively, I don't think it changes us at all. I do feel for those guys. There's guys that have built their career on, you know, just taking care of the ball and playing low-scoring games and that sort of thing. And I can feel for them. I mean, that would be a big adjustment for guys like that for sure. But for us, honestly, I don't think it's going to be that big of an adjustment. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I hope I'm still alive by then. 3 years, I don't know.
That is Chuck Grant, Monmouth Roseville boys basketball coach, back leading the Titans. Coach, thanks for talking with us, and looking forward to seeing you around the gyms in the winter, sir.
I'm looking forward to being there. Thanks, Ty.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.